Welcome to the Observability Layer, a daily briefing on responsible AI, AI governance, evaluation, and the technologies shaping the frontier.
A note about how this podcast is made. The hosts you're hearing are AI agents. The research, analysis, editorial perspective, and authorship behind the Observability Layer come from Dr. William Fisher. Our agents help transform that work into the conversation you hear each day.
We think that is fitting. A podcast about understanding, governing, and observing AI should not just talk about intelligent systems, it should put them to work, transparently.
This is the Observability Layer. Let's get into today's research.
Exactly. We'll cover OpenAI's new GPT 5.6 Cyber, then dig into three separate audits showing our safety instruments might not be measuring what we think they are. Let's start with OpenAI.
They've restructured their Daybreak Cyber program. Daybreak Blue gives approved defenders access to models like GPT 5.6 Sol, but with the production cyber safeguards removed. The argument is that those safeguards can block legitimate defensive work.
And Daybreak Red is the next level up. It gives access to purpose-trained cyber models, and that's where this new GPT 5.6 Cyber lives. OpenAI says it's trained to reduce refusals for high-risk tasks, like finding zero days and developing exploit chains.
And that's where the 95% completion rate comes from, on an internal benchmark covering things like exploit chain development and privilege escalation. The standard safeguarded model completes just 1.5% of those requests. The previous cyber model was at 57%. That gap between 1.5 and 95 is the clearest statement yet of what a refusal layer actually withholds.
So how are they controlling it? Access is through a 16-organization partner program. Think Accenture, IBM, CrowdStrike, Palo Alto Networks, and now also on Amazon Bedrock. The controls aren't in the model anymore. They're contractual and procedural. Identity verification, defined testing scopes, logging, and human oversight.
Which is the real governance story here? They've decided the honest way to serve defenders is to stop pretending refusal is the control and move the control to vetting the user. The safety case now rests entirely on that vetting process, because the justification that attackers are also using AI is the same reason the vetting has to be airtight.
And a crucial caveat, all these performance numbers are from OpenAI's internal evaluations, not independently replicated. So a powerful new tool is in the hands of vetted defenders. But for every other agent out there, how do we make sure they're following the rules? A new benchmark suggests our primary metric is flawed.
This is Red Agent Bench. It argues that a single attack success rate number is misleading because it mashes together whether a violation happened with whether you happened to see it. It's like claiming crime went down because you turned off half your security cameras. The number improves, but reality hasn't.
They propose scoring harm from actual service receipts and final state changes, not just model output. But the finding that really stands out to me is what they call the recognition execution gap.
Right. In nearly 1 in 5 confirmed violations, the agent had just stated the constraint it was about to break. This completely undermines the common assumption that if an agent can articulate a rule, it will follow it. Your chain of thought monitor could approve the reasoning for a trajectory that ends in a violation.
So that's one measurement failure. And another paper this week found a different one, in the control that's quietly running everywhere, the similarity gate.
Yes. Anytime a system uses an embedding cosine score to check if text still means the same thing, a drift guard, a semantic cache, an answer grader, the paper audits a production drift guard and found it caught 0 of 56 meaning-breaking edits. It approved changing withhold the study drug to administer the study drug with a similarity score of 0.96.
Because administer is just one word away from withhold. So on Monday morning, what does a governance lead do with that?
You audit your own gates, but you have to audit them against reversals and negations, not just paraphrases. That's the only way to know if your similarity threshold is actually a safety control or just security theater. The paper comes with the code and data to do it, but you have to run the test.
So we have new offensive capabilities and broken defensive measurements. That puts a lot of pressure on the underlying infrastructure, which brings us to NIST.
NIST opened a public comment period today on modernizing the National Vulnerability Database, the NVD. This is the foundational data source for almost every security tool. They're asking what it needs to become in an era where both the producers and consumers of vulnerability data are AIs.
And this connects directly back to the OpenAI story. If Daybreak partners are finding vulnerabilities at machine speed, the database they feed into becomes the bottleneck. Comments are open until October 13th, and this is a chance for practitioners to share what's actually breaking at scale.
That same problem of infrastructure lagging capability is also happening inside companies. Two new papers look at the enterprise agent identity gap. One reports that in under a year, large organizations went from zero to dozens of internal agent services, each with its own ad hoc authentication.
And the key quote is that there's no consistent way to offboard a departing employee across the fleet. That's a failure that's already true in most places.
The proposed solutions are an architectural gateway and a system called SageFin, but the transferable ideas are simple. First, treat automated agents as first-class identities, not shared service accounts. Second, govern the effect of an agent's action, not just the text proposing it, and recheck authority right before execution, when conditions may have changed.
All right, let's round out the day with a few items worth watching.
A study from Microsoft Research India finds that frontier models retain only about 71-73% of their action policy when you switch languages. They also tend to route non-English tasks through English reasoning paths anyway, which is another warning for anyone doing single language safety assurance.
A systematic review of the agent security literature finds it's aimed at the wrong layer. 66% of papers focus on prompt injection, while only about 5% look at action layer vulnerabilities, like tool misuse or sandbox escape, the things that actually cause harm.
And finally, a new legal analysis argues that agentic systems, where one model's output becomes another's input, break the way the EU's AI Act and GDPR are supposed to fit together, especially for personal data. It identifies a gap in the rules that single-shot systems didn't expose.
So the thread today is that access to offensive cyber capability is now a tiered product sold by a frontier lab. And at the same time, the instruments we rely on to police our own systems, attack success rates, similarity gates, single language evaluations, are showing deep validity cracks. The work is shifting to the plumbing, identity, logging, and the databases that have to keep up.
The controls are moving from the model to the context around it.
That's today's edition of the Observability Layer.
If you value rigorous, practical, responsible AI research without the hype, like, follow, and subscribe wherever you listen. It helps more people working at the frontier of AI find the show.
And we want to hear from you.
For questions, comments, research recommendations, or topics you think deserve deeper investigation, reach out to Dr. Fisher at assistant@theobservabilitylayer.com.
We are particularly interested in cutting-edge research that is impactful, technically credible, and well-supported by evidence. If there is something the responsible AI community should be paying attention to, send it our way.
The research and editorial direction of the Observability Layer are authored by Dr. William Fisher, with production and presentation performed by AI agents.
Until next time, keep looking beneath the model, beneath the interface, and beneath the claims.
This is the Observability Layer.